Well, it was a busy week, a busy weekend in Las Cruces as the state lifted all pandemic restrictions. How are things looking?
Well, you know, businesses, of course, are super hopeful. Thursday, of course, marked the end of over a year of restrictions brought on by the pandemic. And as you mentioned, Las Cruces really is kind of starting to spring back to life. There were tons of events happening throughout the city over the weekend, lots of things happening downtown. And one of the exciting things, Casey, is, of course, the nightclub, the nightlife, the bars and restaurants downtown that, well, couldn't operate at all for a while, and then, of course, could only do so in a very limited capacity. They're starting to see some activity, too. Places like Rad Retrocade, which closed completely throughout the pandemic, they were back up and running this weekend with some new games. So they did a little remodeling during the closure.
And is there any sense about how many businesses, because of course they still have the option to ask customers to take precautions, wear masks, any sense for how many businesses might actually be doing that?
We haven't heard a whole lot about it, but I also think that a lot of people still are wearing masks when they go out.
You do see that a lot.
Certainly.
Even among the vaccinated folks. Yeah.
That's right. I know I'm vaccinated, but I generally wear a mask when I'm out in public or going to a restaurant.
All right. Well, let's move on. Some exciting news. It looks like there's a battle of the billionaires to get to space, and Richard Branson wants to beat Bezos.
It looks like he may win that space race. Initially, last week, he was really kind of mum about when he planned to go into space. He's always expressed an interest in doing it, but late last week, Virgin Galactic did announce that the space window will open July 11th, that flight window, and he is planning to be on board. So, it looks like Richard Branson will be coming to Las Cruces pretty soon.
I hope he's not rushing it just to beat Bezos.
Yeah, that's certainly a concern. But, you know, they've had so many successful flights recently and just got that FAA approval. So they're good to go. And it looks like Southern New Mexico could be a little bit closer to the space tourism that we've been promised for so long.
Any idea who's going to be on the flight with him? Is it going to be Paris Hilton, Oprah Winfrey? Remember all the people that paid the $200,000 10 years ago?
Yeah, there were quite a few, but he'll be the only high profile name on that flight this time around.
All right. Well, all the best, and we'll be waiting with bated breath to see what happens at Spaceport America on July 11th. Damian, thank you very much for the update.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Casey.